and let's take a break from the politics and impeachment for a moment for our annual look at this year's Oscar nominees for Best Original Song. Joining us once again is John Burlingame, who writes about film music for Variety and teaches at USC's Thornton School of Music. Hi, John.
Jeremy, thanks for having me again.
Well, it's always great to have you, and I have to admit that I haven't been that great about watching the Oscar films, but maybe some of these songs will get me in the mood to watch one or two more in the next couple of weeks. Let's get to one of them, Randy Newman's I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away. This is from Toy Story 4.
I can't let you throw yourself away. Don't you want to see the sun come up each morning?
So I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away is about the new Toy Story character Forky, the spork who does not see himself as a toy. What are your thoughts on this song?
You can't see me smiling here, but I'm thinking of the sequence in the movie, which is absolutely hysterical, because Forky literally keeps trying to throw himself away because he's a new toy. He was created from a spork, and he is somehow compelled to continue to try to dispose of himself. Randy is now nominated for his 21st and 22nd Oscars because he's up this year not only for song, but for score for Marriage Story. It's a funny scene, and Randy's unique voice, I think, just adds to the humor. Whether this is Randy's year to win again, he's got two already, both for Pixar films.
Well, he won for the song We Belong Together from the previous Toy Story, in fact.
That's right, Toy Story 3, and he won another song for Monsters, Inc. Some years ago. Whether this is his year or not, I don't know. This is sort of the annual Randy Newman song nomination. He's pretty much automatically guaranteed one whenever there's a new one in the mix. And I think the Academy has a tendency to maybe take him a bit for granted.
Well, we'll see if they do again this year or not. The next song that we're going to hear, another nominee, is I'm Gonna Love Me Again. This is from the biopic Rocket Man about Elton John. This is performed by Elton John and the actor who plays him in the movie, Taron Egerton. Let's listen. So, like Randy Newman, Elton John has won an Oscar before for Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King, but this would be the first win for Elton's longtime collaborator, lyricist Bernie Taupin. Do you think it has a shot?
Well, this is not only, this is Bernie Taupin's first nomination ever. It was interesting at the Golden Globes when the two of them won that Elton John said that was the first thing they had ever won together in 52 years of songwriting, which we all sort of ran scrambling to our statistical tallies to find out if it was true, and it apparently is. In the aftermath of the Globe win, I think this song actually has the momentum. It's far from a sure bet, but certainly there's a lot of momentum for this song. It's a very well-liked movie, Rocket Man. And if he were to win, Elton would sort of fall into a long line of Academy honors for huge pop stars. Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Phil Collins, all of these later in their careers won Academy Awards, and I would not be surprised to see Elton and Bernie win.
Well, and it would also sort of feel like a Lifetime Achievement Award because he's ending touring now.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why I say I think there's a strong shot here for this song from Rocket Man to win.
Okay, there was one that wasn't nominated, and I want to come to that now, especially because we were just talking about The Lion King. Beyoncé's song Spirit from last year's version of The Lion King. Listen to this. Was this omission a surprise?
My guess is that this finished sixth in the balloting.
Huh.
You can't, ignore the presence of a huge superstar like Beyoncé. And Spirit, I think, is a good song. It's not very well used in the movie itself, and the movie itself was not as well liked as Disney, I think, expected it to be. So I think that that may be why it finished. It's just under the wire in the balloting.
Okay, well, one that was nominated is I'm Standing With You from the movie Breakthrough. This is performed by Chrissy Metz, the film's star.
Through whatever you go through, I'm standing with you. And wherever you go to, I'll stand beside you. And when you think that all the odds are all against you, and you just feel like giving up, well, I won't let you.
John, this song is written by Diane Warren. This is her 11th Oscar nomination, but she's never won. Could this be her year?
Well, it could be. If the Academy wants to reward Diane, who has been active in songwriting for more than 30 years in Hollywood, if they want to reward her at long last, this is her shot. I think the problem with this particular nomination is that the movie Breakthrough was very little seen. The nomination was clearly for Diane, and you got to remember that the nominations are chosen by the music branch, about 300 members in the music branch, but the entire Academy gets to vote for every single category in the final tally. So the question then becomes, did they see the movie? Do they know the song? Mm-hmm. And I think that makes this one a real dark horse for a win.
Okay. If I were to say to our listeners the names Robert Lopez, Kristen Anderson Lopez, and Idina Menzel, I wonder if they would know that those are the three behind the 2014 Best Song winner from Frozen, Let It Go. Well, they are nominated again this year with Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Here it is.
I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Into the unknown. Into the unknown.
So can Into the Unknown do what Let It Go did?
Well, it's hard to say. And the reason I hedge on this one is that Frozen 2, surprisingly, was not nominated for Best Animated Feature, which many of us expected it to be. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the Academy as a whole wasn't crazy about it, didn't see it, wasn't that interested? So it's interesting. This is, of course, another big Idina Menzel number, and it's a key dramatic moment in the film, where Elsa is drawn into the enchanted forest to find her destiny. Bobby and Kristen not only wrote Let It Go, but they also wrote Remember Me and for Coco a couple of years ago, and so they have two Oscars already. I just don't know. It's hard to say because, let's face it, this is not as powerful or a sort of world-shaking anthem as was Let It Go, but it's still a really good song in the movie. We'll see.
Okay, the last song is called Stand Up. This is from Harriet, the film about Harriet Tubman, co-written here by Cynthia Erivo and Joshua Brian Campbell and performed by Erivo. Let's listen.
While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new.
Now, John, Cynthia Erivo is also nominated for Best Actress for her performance in Harriet. Last year, we remember Lady Gaga had the same double nomination. She won the Best Song Oscar for Shallow, which she co-wrote and performed in A Star is Born. Do you think Cynthia Erivo can do the same?
Yes, she may well do the same. I think you cannot count this song out. She not only stars as Harriet Tubman, but she, as you point out, co-wrote the song and sings it. It's a great song in that there are gospel influences here. It's got a bit of an R&B feel, somewhat contemporary, and yet it links perfectly to the movie. I think it has a real shot if voters don't automatically check off the Elton John song. And her double nomination, I think, says something. And if she doesn't win Best Actress, and I think that's a bit of a long shot, there's a real strong possibility here that Erivo could take home the Best Song Oscar.
But if she wins either Best Actress or Best Song, she will have an EGOT, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony thing that very few people have.
You know, it's interesting. The voters are generally not aware of those kinds of things, at least the Academy at large, unless it's a real superstar. And so that's an interesting case. And does that mean that she has a better shot? Because people say, oh, well, let's give her the EGOT. I don't know about that.
I mean, I feel like at least she must know she has an EGT right now, and she might be soon having an EGOT.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes. That is John Burlingame, who writes for Variety and teaches at USC's Thornton School of Music, talking with us about the nominees for Best Song at the Oscars, which will be on February the 9th. John, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.